In this podcast, you will experience a great deal of honesty as we explore the occupation of a childcare worker who has adjusted through the means of the current pandemic of COVID-19. It is a fact that working with children causes frequent cautionary adjustments, and a pandemic can only add on top of that. So keep on listening if you would like to understand what changes a childcare worker is forced to make in the new world of caution, while also managing the previous installed rules at their occupation. In addition, all of the names of those mentioned who are not the interviewer or the interviewee have been changed. Their stories are not for us to tell. To protect Cox's previous place of employment, the interviewee's previous workplace will also not be called out by name. So after all of that has been said, it is finally time to start our interview. So keep on listening. To welcome in this podcast, we have Abby Cox, who has worked as a daycare teacher for 3 years. She has recently moved into her new occupation after receiving her degree and is now looking forward to becoming a licensed therapist for children who have autism. How are you doing today, Abby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So to start out this interview, I would like to ask you about your occupation as a daycare teacher. Specifically, what encouraged you to apply for this job?
Honestly, it was somewhere where my older sibling worked at beforehand, and they seemed to really enjoy their job. So that was a factor. Another one was I genuinely absolutely love children. You know, if I can spend time with kids and, I guess, make money, then I'm happy. And then, honestly, the hours worked perfect with my school schedule. So it was definitely, like, a win for all, I guess.
Yeah, I understand that. So did you see yourself working the daycare permanently before you did change your place of employment?
Definitely not. I wasn't going to school to just be a daycare worker. But, I mean, honestly, if I can make a living off of being a daycare teacher, then I would absolutely love it. But it's definitely not doable. So definitely needed to find something else.
I understand. So to branch off of that, did you ever work with kids before working there?
You can consider it that. I mean, I never did daycare work or actually worked for, like, an organization or anything. Mm-hmm. But I did do some babysitting, not only in, like, my own house, but I also did it at some other people's houses, too.
Okay. I understand that working in childcare can oftentimes require several health guidelines, considering the food, the diapers, and several other constants that are relevant to staying hygienic with the students. So were there a large amount of precautions that you were guided to take before the recent effects of COVID-19?
I mean, it was just your typical ones that any daycare would follow. They would do the basic, like, sanitize the tables, like, after the kids eat, before the kids eat, after the kids leave for the day so you have a clean table for the next day. Mm-hmm. We would, obviously wear gloves during diaper changes, and they would or gloves anytime they dealt with food. So, I mean, there was definitely some precautions put into place, but I can't necessarily say they were all maybe followed to the best of their ability. Mm-hmm. But that was honestly before anything happened with this lovely pandemic that we're in.
Yeah. So, like, what tasks were the most enforced to keep the daycare safe for its employees and students before the pandemic?
Honestly, the best that I could say is, I mean, they sanitize stuff, but it was definitely not the way they do today.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that they're taking the extra step now, at least, to keep things a little more sanitary for them.
Yeah.
After working in the daycare for 3 years, can you tell us if these rules were made clear for every employee to understand?
Like, the rules before the pandemic?
Yeah, about being sanitary and the cleanliness.
I mean, they would go over it in training, but for the most part, it's not like they sat there and looked over your shoulder every time you sanitized a table. I mean, sometimes you would get to it that day, sometimes you wouldn't. It just really depended on your schedule and your availability of the day. Because, I mean, honestly, there was times, like, I was there, and, like, our daycare closes at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much it. The doors are locked then. If your work wasn't finished by 6 o'clock, then, I mean, when your shift was over, they wanted you to leave.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, if your last kid's leaving at 6 o'clock, you can't necessarily spray a table down with the kid if they're sitting next to the table. I mean, there's things that you could do to get them away from it, but sometimes when you just have a classroom full of kids, like, mm-hmm. there's times I've had 10, 15 kids up till 5:45, and I can't, mm-hmm. it's not physically possible for me to sanitize the table, sweep the floor with just me in a room mm-hmm. on top of trying to make sure all the kids are taken care of, just yeah. because when you have that many kids in a room, especially with the age range that I was working with, it just didn't always pan out right. Right. And I'm sure it was like that with some other people, too.
I understand that. It sounds like you had a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's not that the work wouldn't get done. It would. It's just sometimes you might have to take care of it in the morning when you go in, or things like that.
Yeah. Considering that the daycare must stay clean and prepared for the students each day, can you explain what type of refractions and or consequences the employees would receive if they were not following the rules for keeping the daycare correctly sanitized?
I mean, we were never, like, given any kind of consequence or, like, punishment or anything, but we would definitely, I mean, everybody tried to do their best. It's not like we didn't, like, not do our job, but mm-hmm. if, like, something did happen, maybe the boss would be like, hey, make sure you sanitize your table, and you'd be like, all right, I know.
Yeah. So, did they have, like, cameras to keep an eye on you guys while you were in the classroom? And do you know if they used them to keep it? Never mind. I'm totally
sanitary? Yeah. They did. I need a reason. They did have, cameras. It was, they had it for about the 3 years that I was there. Now, when I first started, they definitely did not have cameras everywhere. I mean, the church had theirs, but, like, specifically, like, classrooms, when I first hired in, they didn't have cameras. It was pretty much, like, sanitize the room and pretend the boss is walking by all the time. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of, it's interesting to know that they were making that different step, I guess, just yeah. recently.
Yeah. Well, 3 years ago, but I guess it's recent in their grand scheme because they've been open for a while, but.
So on the exception of staying sanitized, keeping, and keeping the daycare healthy for all the students, can you inform me about any other changes that the daycare made since COVID has come into full effect?
I mean, honestly, I mean, they've definitely, increase, like, their cleanliness and stuff. Like, they want us to sanitize the tables more often. And then you have, like, your basic steps that you're already taking, like gloves during food, stuff like that. And then they wanted us to wear masks, which I believe they're still doing. I think everyone still requires that now. But mm-hmm. They also, like, during the summertime for their program, they give out at least half the kids, water bottles. I know one side of the hallway doesn't, but the other side does. So, like, they use their water bottles instead of drinking out of a water fountain. And then the younger kids, I mean, they already have sippy cups and stuff and bottles, so they don't need a water bottle necessarily, but mm-hmm. they tried to make sure everybody had, like, their own thing to put their mouth on instead of, like, everybody sharing a water fountain. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that must be good for the students too, you know?
Yeah.
Especially keeping their germs separate.
Yeah, we tried. From each other. We did. Didn't always pan out, especially when you have a bunch of kids, but they did their best. I guess they are doing their best.
Yeah. Do you believe that the daycare will keep any of the rules made from COVID-19 after the virus has faded?
I mean, honestly, I think everybody's going to keep some kind of rule, but, like, in my grand scheme of thinking, I mean, honestly, there's going to be something else that's going to pop up eventually. And then I feel like it's just going to be an ongoing trend from here on out. Yeah. And there's always going to be some kind of virus. There's always going to be something. Maybe it's not going to be as extreme as what this is. Mm-hmm. But eventually there's going to be some new virus and they're going to harp down on everyone to clean. But I think it's because everybody already had the fear of COVID and nobody wants it to get as bad as what it was here. And so yeah. and so forth. So, I mean, honestly, I think everyone at some point is going to have some kind of adopted rule that's going to be from COVID. But, yeah.
I understand that. Tricky question. If you were to give advice to any of the staff at your previous workplace, what would it be?
to study the chain of infection. there's one thing that really bothered me, or something that bothered me when I was there, mm-hmm. and it drove me up a wall. And the reason why is because they would tell me to go in one room, and like I was assigned to one room, and I would walk into that classroom, and then eventually numbers would drop or whatever, and they're like, hey, you, we're going to pull you and put you in this classroom now. And I'm like, great. I just had germs from 4 different schools. Let me think. Yeah, 4 different schools. I'm not going to say them, but because I don't know if I'm allowed to or not. But so all those germs from those schools, from those kids that I was around, are now going into the other half of the hallway back and mm-hmm. forth. So, like, that's the chain of infection and how that works. It's definitely, like, a recipe for a disaster, yeah. in my own personal opinion. So, like, stuff like that bothered me, but I don't know if they were necessarily educated enough on that either.
Mm-hmm.
And I only say that because, I mean, I went to school for that, so, I mean, I see stuff and I'm like, hey, that's a red flag. You need to have specific teachers assigned to each room.
Yeah.
And once you're in that room, you don't leave that room unless you're leaving the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody really should have ate in their own room instead of going back and forth if they really wanted to control the spread of it.
Mm-hmm.
They might have spread the tables out. I really can't remember. During their lunchtime, they might have, they might not have. That information right now is irrelevant because I can't provide valid data for that. But, yeah. Definitely stuff they could have done was, like, better. It was just simply not pulling people from one room to the next and, like, spreading it back and forth because that's, like, a big no-no.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially right now.
Yeah.
So do you recommend children go to this daycare? You don't have to say, specifically yes or no, but in the general scheme of things, do you think it's a good daycare for children?
I mean, honestly, I mean, they do keep their children in their best interest, and it's definitely a place where I would recommend children to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone who worked there, I mean, they really loved the kids. They did what they could, to make them happy. Actually, a lot of them in there, I mean, the teachers would spend their own personal money on stuff for kids. Like, I've done that. I've spent quite a bit of money just on those kids. And especially my coworker, she would spend like twice as much as what I would spend on those kids. And we all love the kids. It's definitely a place where I would recommend. And like, I know we mentioned some of their mistakes, but, I mean, that's what you were asking about. I mean, you did ask some of the pros that they've done, and then mm-hmm. they have cons. But honestly, I mean, it's not anything that I feel like the average person wouldn't make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah. It's just because they weren't necessarily educated on it as much as what I was. But a lot of them, they didn't go to school for what I went to school for.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So keeping that in mind, and if they had someone maybe explain to them how to do it better, I'm sure they would take those steps into precaution. I mean, they would definitely consider them. But at the same time, they're also trying to run a business, too. They're trying to make sure everything runs smoothly. And sometimes, in a case of an emergency, if someone had to go home, if they were sick or something, and if staff ratios were low, then they might not be able to physically get through the day without pulling someone or putting them somewhere else. But for the most part, I mean, I would definitely recommend a kid to go there.
That's good to know. It's yeah. definitely good to know for those parents who are thinking about putting their children in that daycare, especially coming from somebody who has previously worked there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a good place to work at. I absolutely love working there. If I could, like I said, make a living working there, I would do it in a heartbeat. But the daycare just doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody loved the kids. It's in their best interest. You have to love the kids for the pay that you get, honestly. definitely don't make a lot there, but it's a very rewarding job. Especially when you watch the kids grow and stuff. And to be able to have a supportive environment and stuff, I mean, that's good for a child to be in, too.
Yeah. That sounds like it's kind of a family-oriented, like...
Yeah, they were my work family. They definitely were.
but that is all that I have for you today, and I do want to say thank you for your openness and your honesty. So thank you for speaking on behalf of our daycare workers, especially through this time in the pandemic. Your willingness to carve out the specifics of working in a daycare during the pandemic is very much appreciated. So thank you. And that is all that we have for today.
All right.
In this podcast, we spoke to a former daycare worker about what it is like to work in a daycare through the current pandemic of COVID-19. As we are all trying to stay safe and avoid illness, it is important to recognize the differences in the workplace that we can all experience due to COVID-19. Thank you for tuning in.